I couldn't tell you what the difference was if it was put in front of me.
Okay. What about different types of berries?
Strawberries, raspberries, blackberries, huckleberries, gooseberries. Dewberries.
Okay. And these plants, the tall bush with the clusters of flowers, pink and white.
Pink and white flat. Not talking about rhododendrons, are you?
Could be.
Or, laurel plant.
Yeah.
Laurel tree.
Yeah. There's a difference, though, between laurel and rhododendron.
I don't know what it is.
Okay, these questions about the family. The man that married your mother, that's her.
It's her husband.
And she's his.
His wife.
What about a woman whose husband has died? She's a
widow.
What about one that's just left her?
I wouldn't have any really name for that.
What about the man who raised you? That's your
father.
Okay, and the woman who raised you? That's your
mother.
What did you call your father when you were growing up?
Well, when I was a little kid, I called my father Daddy, and I called my mother Mommy. And the older I got, I changed to Dad and Mom. And that's about the size of it.
And your mother and your father together are your
parents.
What about your father's father? That's your
grandfather.
What'd you call him?
Granddad.
And his wife?
Grandmother. Called her Grandma.
Okay. Say a man has so many boys and girls, he has so many
kids.
Okay.
Children.
What about a name that a child is known by just within the family? You say he had
a pet name.
Okay.
Or a nickname.
Do you have one?
Not in the family. When I was in high school, I had several. What I call a nickname.
Mm-hmm.
One of my nicknames was the Hawk because of my nose.
Mm-hmm.
And Hose Nose. And mostly the Hawk because of my keen perceptual abilities and my combined with my swooping down on young unsuspecting doves. You can delete that.
Yeah, moving right along. The thing that you with wheels, you can put a baby in and do whatever you want to do.
Carriage, baby carriage or buggy.
What would you say you're going to do when I put the baby in the carriage and go out?
Take him for a stroll.
Okay. Say, if a man has three children, one's 20, one's 15, one's 10. Talking in terms of being grown up, the one that's 20 is the
most grown up. Yeah, that yawn didn't quite, the most grown up.
What a person's children, he has maybe a son and
a daughter.
Or a boy and a
son. Girl.
And a woman who's going to have a baby, you say she's
pregnant.
Anything else?
Knocked up.
How would you use that?
Kind of a popular, vulgar way.
Would it have anything to do with the fact she's married or not?
No, it wouldn't matter.
Would you have any particular term to describe a condition if she wasn't married?
No, not really. Same for each.
Okay. Pregnant, you'd use that neutrally?
Yeah, or big with child.